We obviously have extended the Hinnane loan. He's not currently at the club, he's still with Everton, and we hope he returns by the middle of next week. Fosu has returned just now. Tixiera's returned to Stoke. And Joe Davis, we hope to have something to say on him in the next, I suppose, the next 24 hours for sure. We hope that we can possibly bring him back to the club on a permanent basis. So that's the hope. The reality is we're paper thin with regards to squad just now. We probably only have 14 outfield fit players at this moment in time. This weekend's not so bad because you only require five substitutions. So, you know, moving forward, we certainly need to be quite aggressive in that area. But I must stress that I only want to bring players in that are either different to what we have or can improve the squad. There's no point in us just signing for the sake of signing. And we don't want to panic. We want to get the right players in. And we'll certainly be working very hard to do that.
In terms of Tixeira and Fosu, are they likely to come back or is that probably it?
It's a case of, and I spoke to Greta and the chairman on this, it's a case of that we are looking at all options at this moment in time. We're not discarding anybody at this moment in time, but you know, we want to weigh up our options and then decide on what is right moving forward.
David Ball, is he out as well, injured?
He's going to be probably another 3 to 4 weeks, which is a big disappointment because he was really beginning to hit good form. And he's an important member, as I've said, of the group. So that's disappointing. So, you know, ideally we need to bring in the forward area a wee bit thin there, as we are in the defensive third at this moment in time.
So what's your attitude on this? Are you philosophical about these things? Because January is a time in the year when things like this can happen. You get injuries, you've got a lot of games as well, plus cup ties, and you suddenly find yourselves a bit thin.
Very thin. And although I say that we have to take our time and ensure that we get things right, there is a degree of urgency as well, because we play 8 games over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So it's a massive, massive month for us, and it's going to have a huge bearing on our season. So we have to make sure we get the right ones, but we have to act very aggressively and bring them in as soon as possible.
I understand that there's been a few departures at Barnsley as well, your opponents on Saturday, so you might not be able to guess their team. Lee Johnson probably not able to guess your team either.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep up to speed with what's going on at Barnsley. Yeah, it would appear that they're going to sign a new striker today. That we don't know who he is, but certainly it would appear that that's where they're going to strengthen. They've lost a couple of other players, as you've said, through the loan system. So it's difficult to fully assess what their lineup will be. We've got an idea, but in terms of being able to finalise that, we're still uncertain.
It's not so long ago that you went there and won in the league. I know that will have no bearing at all on Saturday's result, but at least you know psychologically that you've been there and you've done it.
Yeah, and that's really important for the group. I think it's fair to say that since that game, Barnsley have certainly picked up their form in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks has been a marked improvement. You know, they're a huge club with huge potential and huge resource, so they're beginning now to play the type of football that probably they were expected to do so, and they've had to come through a difficult period, but they've come through it, and I think that that's the sign of a good manager as well. And I'm pleased for Lee because he's a friend of mine, and it's good to see, as I've said, managers coming through these periods, but more importantly, it's good to see a football club allowing the manager to come through this period, and I think Barnes as a club should be applauded for that. I really do. It's not often seen nowadays in football, so it is good to see. You know, as you said, I think that we should go there with confidence. We're playing extremely well just now. We won there the last time. And to be honest with you, on Tuesday, I had probably one of the best training sessions that I've seen for a very long time. The players looked fully at it, and it was actually enjoyable just to stand and watch the intensity they trained at and their commitment. So I'm really pleased with the group at this moment in time, and I would obviously like to help them by bringing in the right players to assist them.
there are a number of games in between these two ties. I think it's spread out over, the space of a month or so. So we're going to be looking at two very different teams, potentially two very different games, aren't we?
I'm pretty sure of that, yeah. When we say two very different teams, I'm not sure so much the teams, but squads, certainly. Yeah. There's going to be, I think that we've got a good nucleus of a team at the club at this moment in time. But, you know, anything can happen in between ties in terms of form and confidence. So, you know, it's a really important game on Saturday in terms of giving us a real opportunity to go to Wembley. And, you know, we're all really excited about that because we'd love to go there and we'd love to show people what a capable side we are and play the type of football we want to play on a terrific arena. And, you know, for everybody here, it would be, a huge motivation moving forward because everybody would want to be involved in that game.
It is tantalisingly close, isn't it? You're almost there, really. Two games and you're potentially on the hallowed turf.
Absolutely, and for everybody, it's a brilliant incentive, and you know, we can't underestimate how important this game is for everybody. Not just of getting to Wembley, but to use it as a motivation for the remaining part of the season, and it brings a great feel-good factor to the community, to the club. We really want to be involved in that game.
In terms of the approach on Saturday, the away leg first, are you just going to carry on as you would normally for a normal league game away from home?
Yeah. I hope not, because we've not won too many. But no,
you won at Barnsley.
Yeah, we won at Barnsley. Yeah, we're just going to apply the same principles as we apply. We want to really focus on what we're good at. I've tried to do that with the group of late. You know, although we continuously analyse the opposition, we've really remained focused on ourselves, because I believe we have a group of players that, if they play in the right manner, can win the games. And that's why we've put so much into what we're going to do.